Hey, Ruben.
Yes, hello, good morning, Sal. This is Ruben from Local Flash. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Wonderful, wonderful. Good to hear. Just following up in regards to your account, is it a good time?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, okay, wonderful. Let me just go ahead and pull this up here. I just got notification from our web developer saying they finished making some of the adjustments that we talked about, including the special offer. He added the Google Verified symbol. We added it in different sections. Have you been able to see the adjustments yet?
Yeah, I saw that. It looked good. Tell them that it is approved.
Okay, okay, wonderful. Good to hear. Let's see. Okay, so let me look at the ad right now, Sal. Okay. Have you had anything? You haven't had anything this last few days, right? Let me see.
Last few days, I had a lockout late at night in Lancaster. I responded. They liked the price. I went, opened it. I don't know if it was from Local Splash.
From Lancaster? Okay, I see it here. Yeah. On the 6th, right?
6th.
Uh-huh, okay. I see that call there. Well, we see we have run out in regards to the budget stuff. Now, let me look at the overview of how we did. Just one moment, please. Just pulling up the Google Guaranteed as well. So I'm just looking at how we were basically doing daily. As you know, we look into the impression share a lot, right? Which is how many times you came up against the competition, right? So for example, this last month, you were second. You were second in exposure. Basically, Locksmiths, Pros, LA.com was number one. And then you were number two with 15% out of the total searches for Locksmiths. Let me just see here though, because we can. Okay. For example, let's look at the entire time period, okay? Because I was just looking at one day there. Just one moment, please. As you know, we made the adjustments where we added LA, right, and we included several areas, right? Mm-hmm. Now, when we did that, we did see a huge increment in exposure. Right? We were getting a lot more traffic for the business because it wasn't spending as much as it was before, so it was compensating, right? So, for example, there were days where you spent $180, there was days where you spent $80, $129, you know, it was give and take. Right now, if we look at the entire, you know, per keyword, under locks, emergency locksmiths, under that type of search, during that period, it came up 3,500 times, 3,591 times. Now, that is 15% of the total amount of searches for that specific keyword, right? The smart lock installation, that one showed up over 6,800 times. That was about 10% of the impressions. So there's a lot more searches for that type of keyword, right? So we look at the different searches here. We stopped getting security calls, right?
Security guards.
Security guards.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I hope they were reversed. I hope Google reversed all that money from those searches that were not to do anything with me.
Mm-hmm. So basically what we found in that aspect, remember I told you that they were trying out that different campaign? They weren't doing it with your budget, right? They were doing it on our end, right, with our budget. We had that access. So it wouldn't count against, you know, your actual searches. But we good thing is we identified where they were coming from, which like we said was those other sections on Google were not necessarily people searching for security guards.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, Google Guaranteed. Well, we just got a call from Google Guaranteed a few days ago, right, which was to rekey the lock. That's when we removed vehicle lockouts. Right, what day exactly did we remove it? Let me tell you. Give me a second. So since we removed vehicle lockouts from Google Guaranteed, let me tell you exactly how much the ad has been shown. The ad has been shown about 196 times. Like I said, you got that one call. But out of that 196 times, you know, almost 20%, you came up as the very first option. Now this is, let's say, more specific searches. Right, because like you said, if they search for locksmith, just a regular search, we don't know exactly what it's for. Right, if it's a car lockout, or if it's something to do with a residence or a business. So you know that's the main, let's say, halt in exposure. The fact that locksmith is a broad term in your field. But like we said, out of the 196 times that it came up, you got that one lead. Well, of course, all the other times that it comes up, it just doesn't charge you, right? It doesn't charge you if they click on it. It only charges you if they call, right? But like we said, it's been moving better than it was before when we had vehicle lockout talk. I don't know if you recall, we weren't getting absolutely any exposure.
Yeah, it is a change. I'm still
I'm still, you know, trying to get this job done. If you see, I did that lockout and I could complete it. I have another one that is scheduled for Jorge Ortega. I'm doing a key for his Volvo. But all these other Glazer, Robert, Fletcher, Jacqueline, Angel, Valeska, Rolando, Dinsay, there's no valid leads.
Yeah, I see the list. I'm looking at the
and
list.
And I hope right that by you cleaning it out, I hope that it's going to perform better.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're like we said, clear on where some of those not valid leads were coming from, right? So I'm very confident we should be doing much better this time around.
Yeah.
So currently, I have you set at $100 a day. Would we keep it at $100 a day, or what do you want to do there?
I would say
just to give you an example, right? Let me just give you an example here. Because if we're doing it from 8 a.m. Well, 7 a.m. That's when it starts, right? So, for example, the 4th, what was the 4th? This last Saturday, we spent $100 exactly, right? Now, the ad showed up 301 times. That was until 4 o'clock. After 4 o'clock, the ad wasn't shown anymore. You had 8 clicks by that time. So it didn't overspend that day. There's days where it does, but there's days where it doesn't, right? So that's Google right there.
So those are clicks, right? They're not calls.
Yes, those are clicks. So those are people visiting the website. By us making these adjustments on the website as well, we hope for a much better conversion because we'll have the contact form much more available at the very, very top, so they won't have to be looking for anything. And that's on any search that they make.
So, in Google Guarantee, even when we remove the lockouts, we have only one call, you say?
Well, since we removed the vehicle lockouts, which was, about 2 weeks ago when we removed it?
About a week ago.
About a week ago? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the call, let's say we do... Okay. So let's say from April 1st, till today, right? Just to give you an overview. From April 1st to today, the ad showed up 141 times. And like we said, you did get that one phone call, which was to rekey the lock. Now, within all those other times that it showed up, you know, even if they click on it, remember it doesn't charge you for that program. It's just the fact that if we turn vehicle lockouts on, we do get a ton more exposure because there's a lot of people just searching locksmith. But when they do that, like we said, they could mean, you know, locksmith for a car, right? They're not specific in what type of locksmith they need.
Yeah, I waste that. And what is the budget with Google Guaranteed?
So Google Guaranteed. Google Guaranteed is $1,000. We basically have on the account, we are telling Google we have a bigger budget. But like we said, we're making sure it doesn't overspend that $1,000. It's just for them to increase the exposure.
So the bigger budget is the bigger budget is a $5,000 retainer or what?
That's the $5,000 retainer. Like we said, it's just us letting Google know that we have, let's say, that money, and then just them giving us the exposure accordingly. because that's what they want at the end of the day, right? For you to get those calls so they can charge you. But like I said, they can't show you on calls that, you know, we're going to deem irrelevant, right? So if we turn vehicle lockouts off, then they're not going to show us on, let's say, a general locksmith search, because that could mean a vehicle lockout and they're not going to be able to charge.
Yeah, it's a bummer because all these vehicle lockouts turn into keys, car keys, criteria, and I don't do car keys except the classicals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the main issue. I mean, if you did, let's say, newer cars, right? I mean, the easy fix would be just reducing the service area just to a radius where you could get to it, right? But like you said, if we're doing just classic cars, I have a full list of all the negative keywords that we've been adding, you know, through this time. There's a lot of, you know, older cars that people search, right? Somebody searched 1997 Lexus key replacement, for example, right? So, you know, Google Ads is much better for that. Google Guaranteed, you know, it's just re-key locks, building lockouts, you know, those type of things. That if they're specific with that, then Google is featuring us. But it's all depending on how specific the search is.
Okay, so where are we right now in our budget with Google Ads?
With
we
Google,
have money, or we need to put more money?
With Google Ads, we're about to run out, so today's the last day, actually.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's say that I continue $100 a day. I need to give you a payment of $3,000 upfront.
Well, good question. Not necessarily. I mean, as long as we can keep the ad active, let's say you do 1,000 right now, right? And we're doing it at $100 a day. We're charging you 15% now, right? So it's $850 that go to Google, meaning it's about 8 days, right? So within that 8 days, you know, before it runs out, it'll be good to just replenish it. You don't need to just put the $3,000 up front. You know, it's just keeping it active.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, because right now I'm low on money. I wish you keep me working. Yesterday I did. Let me see. I did a job for somehow almost. I put Dell back into the equation with how much did I put the budget of $1,000 for the month with Dell, and I got a couple of jobs that were converted then for installation of a smart lock. And then Frances, I could not get to her because she wanted me to be at her home while I was on my way to open a house.
She needed immediate attention.
Yeah, and she was one of my previous customers. And she said, even if you come at 11, I'll wait for you, but it was too late for me, and I was barely coming from Lancaster, so she called someone else. But between, so I did, yesterday I did that guy Ben, and then I did another guy, his name is, no, he called me, I don't know if he called me from Google. No, this guy called me from, somehow he find out about a company. So it was Electric Strike. So I did 275 there, and then 270 with Ben, a smart lock. And then a girl called me, just searching for locksmith near Santa Monica, and she called me. And I went to give her an estimate, and I ended up doing the job for $789. So I did $1,334 yesterday, but none from Google.
None from Google. Okay.
So your idea is good. I can give you $1,000 on the same credit card, and keep replenishing it every 8 days. But I would say do it at 1150 so that I can still have 1,000 clean to advertise besides your 15%.
Okay, so keep it, let's say make it every 10 days then?
No. Do it at 1150. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, 10 days is what?
$1,000. That's what's going to be active on Google, right? If we charge you $1,150, it's going to be $1,000 that will be going directly to them instead of $8.
I see.
So it's going to be 10 days instead of $8, which is totally fine.
Yeah, do $1,150. I can manage that. Then I make more money, and then I pay you more, and I can still have you in jail alive.
Because the reputation you have on Yelp is great. I mean, trust me, Yelp is a platform that we use as well to generate business, right? We manage Yelp ads as well. Right? Now, of course, you've been doing business with Yelp directly for quite a while. And like we said, the reputation on Yelp speaks for itself. The good thing is that the website, you know, that's also featured on Yelp, right? So many people go through that as well. We expect that to help you with conversion on Yelp as well, right? So
mm-hmm.
the goal is helping all around, right? So I'll continue to check here with you, and we can make sure we're in good standing.
Like I say, if you would have not charged to get me on Yelp, I will give you the business, but I get no charge on Yelp. I just...
Mm-hmm.
You know, the money goes directly without the 15%, so.
I totally get it. And like we said, I mean, as long as you're getting business from you, then, you know, you don't seem like you need help in that field, right? The reputation, like we said, you got in Yelp is extremely
mm-hmm.
good. So anybody that sees it, they're immediately drawn to it, right? And then if they go to the website, let's say, and they get all their questions answered, they see that nice promotion that we have, you know, we're gonna hopefully get more and more conversions.
Yeah, because usually people go to Google first on the search engine. They go to Google if they don't have an account with Yelp, and many times it triggers them to Yelp.
Mhm. Yeah, that's why Yelp pays Google ads sometimes. You know, Yelp
mm-hmm.
sometimes they're on the sponsor spots as well.
So with Local Splash or Google, I'm second, and I am a sponsor or regular.
No, you're sponsored, right? I mean, let's take a look at the organic ranking. See what we're doing there. And like we said, on a search, there's section. So if somebody searches building lockouts, for example, which is a specific search. At the very top is going to be the sponsored businesses, which is Google guaranteed. And then under that is sponsored results, which is Google Ads. Take them to the website. And then under that is businesses, which is the Google Maps, right, with the three businesses that are shown there. So after that is the regular searches. But Yelp is always on the first page of Google, right? And there's, Yelp is a well-known app to get, you know, contracts, right? So it's definitely a good tool. We use it, right? So we do recommend you keep on using it. Absolutely.
Yeah, I forgot what I was going to tell you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I wanted to let you finish your statement.
I'm so sorry.
I know that if I want to forget, but I needed to ask you something. Oh, you guys with me. I think it was about I totally forgot. That's how bad I am. If I don't get things right away. And sometimes, can I cut you off right away when I have a thought to tell you without being rude or mean?
Please, no, don't hesitate. Don't hesitate in cutting me off. I can always get back to it, but we don't,
Yeah, you're fresh mind, but I'm an old dude.
Don't hesitate in cutting me off, not being rude at all. So, as soon as you remember, you can text me.
Right? Okay, I think I'm remembering now. So it has to do with the responding. Now we got Ada.
Mm-hmm.
But also, when Ada responds, and when I see that the person put their name or their phone number, how is that filtered? If they decide to respond that way, or because they found that I was a trustworthy locksmith, that's how I responded, and other people that does not respond, how did they get my information, my website, my pictures, how did they get it with you guys? Through the website? Or through the ad? How did they initially do that? If that makes sense.
I'm not sure I'm understanding correctly, Sal. Okay, so we're talking about Ada?
No, we're talking about our company. Let's
our
say
company.
That
uh-huh.
This guy or me, but I want to, like right now I have a pool, right? And I have a LED color splash XG LED light controller for my pool.
Okay.
And it's not working. So I went to Joe. And I put a request, I need to install a light controller, and I sent pictures. And I got like maybe, let me see how many. Nice.
Oh, like the request quote option on Yelp?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I got three pros answering, and the way they answered right away, hi, I'm Nadine with EC Level Construction. Thanks for reaching out. We handle everything from full remodels and custom kitchens to smaller handyman jobs. So that one is for a handyman.
Okay, so it responded to your text message automatically, let's say, or your request for a quote?
Yeah, they saw their job send your electricians projects to light of the work constructions, 5.0 stars, 3 reviews, and you receive a reply from customer, reply via text, and then they said, "Hi, Salvador, thanks for sharing the detail. We can definitely help you with installing your lighting control system, including wiring your Colas Plus XC pool digital LED light controller. Please send pictures." So I send pictures.
Uh-huh.
And then it says, "Thanks for sending those pictures, Salvador. They gave a great idea of what we're working with." I don't know if this is AI or chatbot, but how do we respond? Is me responding, or do I have to have type of data but automatic responding engine, AI engine that will respond in
quickly, right?
In a professional, quick way, professional way, even though it's not me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's definitely a great tool, right? I mean, responding quickly, that's a huge part of conversion. For example, we have on your website, we have a chatbot, right? We not only do we have the contact form, but there's also the option for somebody to chat with you, powered through AI. Now, if it's something, let's say, through the Yelp, let's say, we can actually look for a way to get you something like that, right? But for example, if I go to your website and I just typed in "need help," for example, in the box, right? It already responded, "We're here to help. If this is an emergency, please call," and then it gives them your number. For urgent assistance, we offer emergency locksmith services, lock repair and installation, digital door locks, security locks. I wasn't really specific, and then it asked, "How can I assist you today?" Let me just show you. Have you ever tried the bot on your website?
No.
No? Oh, okay. Now, let me send you a little speech. Huh? Saying a little screenshot there. I'm just testing the bot out a little more. I'm just testing it. I'm asking it if you service San Diego. I assume it's going to say you don't. Let me see. Uh-huh. Yep. We currently service the greater. Let me just send you the screenshot too. You got that first one I sent you?
Via text?
Uh-huh.
Okay, focus pass. Okay.
Let's say I just asked it if you service San Diego, for example, and it answered this way here.
We currently service the greater Los Angeles. So people can chat right there?
Yeah, absolutely.
And how can I see their chat? Through Google Ads, Local Splash, text, or what?
Good question. Let me see how you get notified for that. Okay, let me see. No, because I believe we added this. When did we add this? Let me see. Mm-hmm. So you were working with Celine, let's say, on the bot. Let's see. I'm still here with you, Sal, okay? Just one moment. I'm just talking with the web developers right now, so that's what
mm-hmm.
their answer on where those conversations go to. Okay. Let's see. Because they're all directing them to call, from what I'm testing out. Let's see. Let me test something else. In the meantime, one moment. Yeah, all of them, they're enticing the client to call. For example, I asked, do you open safes without the combination? Right? And they say, yes, we offer safe opening and combination changes, as well as safe lockout services to regain access mm-hmm. to your safe. If you need assistance, please call, and then it gives them your number for prompt help. So I see they're all pushing them to call, you know, as soon as they answer.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But you know, there should be a way for you to see the actual conversation of that you know, potential client may have with the bot. So currently,
that would be great. That would be amazing if you guys can pull that out off, and so
sure
that we can convert more jobs.
Yeah, no, and that's a feature that people are using more and more nowadays. Right, people are getting more accustomed to dealing with AI. So it's definitely something that we want to implement on the dashboard. I'm definitely going to bring this up to tech, but in the meantime, we should have a workaround so you can see it right away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I got an answer from web developer right now. Just give me a sec. Yeah, that wasn't the web developer stuff. Do you mind if I get in touch with them and then I can call you back?
Yeah.
Just to make sure we're clear.
Yeah, take your time and see if we can do better on how we can communicate with the customers. I want to be more proactive than reactive. And I want them to talk to me. Once they talk to me, then I can give them a sense of knowing what is that they have. Because sometimes I can see what they're talking about, and I can give them options, and they see that I am very knowledgeable on their lives. I even tell them, you have this, you lift the handle up, and then you put the key. Exactly, you know, you seem to know, like, what I'm trying to explain to you without me explaining. So that's already a plus when someone talks to them.
Yeah, no, and that's great. I mean, that's the experience factor, right? I mean, that's you knowing exactly how things work. For example, Ada that answers on your behalf sometimes, we want to make sure that it's knowledgeable, right? That, so if you have any information that you feel is going to be useful for conversations, you know, that we can implement, we certainly can do it. But, you know, Ada can't replace, you know, what you do, right? So we can only keep on improving it, but
yeah.
You know, you are the center of this as of right now. Right now, once we get to a point where you're getting a ton of calls that you may need help, you know, answering some phone calls, then, you know, we might have Ada in a better position if we start working on it as of right now.
Mhm. Yeah, I agree. All right. So then put put 11:50 on the project, and then 10 days. When I make that money, then I put another 11:50, and then we go from there, because to release 34:50 at once,
that's
without
tougher.
Making that money, that's.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that you are, you can be on top of business, calling me a day before, age out, your budget is about to expire, unless you want to replenish, and I will definitely replenish the budget.
You can rest assured that I'll be honest, I'll just pin myself on the account, and, you know, we can do this, a weekly thing, or like we said, every 10 days, just set it up, make sure that we're good, and just let it roll. And I'm, you know, during that time, we'll be able to check how we did, where we can make adjustments, and I'm sure you'll see the improvement as well.
Okie dokie.
Alrighty.
Okay, so you have the card, right? It will be the same card, 3226.
Let me just double check. 3226. Uh-huh. Yep, that's the one I have on file. All right, let me just charge it. 1150. Okay. So that's been successfully charged. So it'll just be deposited to the Google account right now. And we're just going to evaluate, like you said, with these new adjustments on the website, okay?
Mm-hmm. All right.
Right. Well, thank you very much for the time, Sal. We'll keep in touch. You have a good day out there.
One more last question. Have you ever contacted that guy from Web Dynamics?
I did. I tried to call him. I think a secretary of him answered. I think Jeremy. They were going to transfer me to Jeremy. But then they said Jeremy wasn't available, and then they were going to call us back. They haven't called us back.
Can you give them a call again?
Yeah, I can try again today, and I can get back to you on whatever they said.
Thank you, Ruben. You're the best.
No problem. I appreciate it. Any other question you may have?
That's it.
All right.
Let's get to work.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. I'm sorry. Thank you so much. Have a good one out there. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.